It is April 5th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. It took me all day to finish John's take, which is titled, Four New Women CFTC Commissioners Was More Historic Than I Thought. I did a deep dive into the history of former CFTC commissioners and who served with whom and what gender they were. I also looked at other histories being made. I hope I have my statistics right. The most common breakdown for commissioners would be four men and one woman, which happened half the time in the CFTC's 48 years. Even though the CFTC did not have any commissioners until 1975, when I started counting from 1974, when it was created. I liberally used pictures of former commissioners from the CFTC's Flickr account. Thank you, CFTC. That was very useful. I hope you enjoy my deep dive into CFTC commissioner history. We often hear the dollar is not worth what it used to be. That is so true, especially in the case of an auction of a rare $17.95 dollar. Barron's reports that the $17.95 silver dollar is expected to fetch $1.25 million. Do you have any really old silver dollars lying around? I have some rare quarters my wife inherited from her late stepbrother, but nothing earlier than the 1920s. Thank you to Deborah Galizzo, who was the latest to give to the MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Deborah appears to be a former CFTC staffer from Online Records. Thank you to Deborah and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and to educate the next generation of industry professionals and market participants. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's John's take. Four new women CFTC commissioners was more historic than I thought. When four women were confirmed by the U.S. Senate for the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and it was heralded as a historic event, I decided to look into the history of the commission and the number of women who have served and who they served with. At no time have four women ever served together as CFTC commissioners. For only three out of the 48 years of the CFTC's existence have there been as many as three women commissioners, and for only another 8 years were there two women commissioners. You can watch John's take on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Clear up yacht ownership and other financial secrets. Terror attacks led to modern anti-money laundering rules. Russia's war should create tougher standards too. When I was trying to trace the spider's web of companies and people around Wirecard AG before and after the German payments firm collapsed in a multi-billion euro fraud in 2020, I spent many hours and plenty of money trawling the corporate registries of different countries. This left me more familiar than most with the varying standards on ownership records and other data in a host of countries. Singapore's register, for example, is extensive but costly to use. India's is cheap and often very good. Those in Luxembourg and Germany are relatively thin but helpful up to a point. The UK's is freely accessible and very useful, but also regularly missing required information. My comment, Sam Bankman-Fried said he does not want a yacht. As George Amberson once said, the only honorable thing for a man to be is a yachtsman. Here's a story from the FT. UK unveils bid to become global hub for crypto. Government measures to attract digital asset companies include stablecoin regulation and Royal Mint NFT. The UK government has laid out plans to become a global hub for the crypto industry, proposing new regulations for stablecoins, a Royal Mint NFT, and a suite of other measures to court digital asset companies. City Minister John Glenn said in a speech on Monday that the government was determined to show the UK is open for business and open for crypto businesses. My comment, how do you equate a history of royal debasement of the currency with wanting to be a global hub for stablecoins? Here's a story from the FT. The city's nickel crisis is an embarrassing failure. Regulators are set to review the London Metals Exchange suspension of nickel trading, but should also ask questions of themselves. You may have thought that light touch regulation went out with the financial crisis, but no, it's been alive and well in the City of London all along. Monday's announcement from regulators of a review of the London Metal Exchange's suspension of the nickel market and its cancellation of trades after a 250% price spike smacked very much of arriving late to a party that you were supposed to be organizing. My comment, maybe London should stabilize nickel first before anything else. Here's a press release from the CME Group. CME Group to launch micro copper futures on May 2nd. CME Group, the world's leading derivatives marketplace, today announced it will expand its suite of micro metals products with the launch of micro copper on May 2nd, 2022, pending regulatory review. A micro-sized copper contract will provide a variety of market participants, from institutions to sophisticated individual traders, with greater access to the transparency and liquidity of CME Group's copper markets at a time of heightened economic uncertainty. Micro copper futures will be one-tenth the size of the standard copper futures contract and will be cash settled. My comment, forget nickel, copper is where it's at. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Plus-size fitness fans call for more inclusive sports gear, equipment, finding activewear for cycling and other sports in bigger sizes remains a challenge. Some companies see an opportunity. Many apparel companies have started selling larger sizes in recent years, but some people who wear plus sizes clothes say marketers of technical athletic gear and apparel have failed to keep pace. While ordinary shorts and t-shirts above a US size 16 are sold many places, specialized items are more elusive. Archers and fencers say sufficiently large chest guards are hard to find. Horseback and bike riders have to hunt for a well-fitting breeches and padded pants. Skiers and snowboarders have trouble getting snow pants and boots, which have to fit around the calf. My comment, one size does not fit all. When the swag at conferences start to come in tall, then we shall be impressed. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Monday was Day Drinking, Big Shot, and Billions of Dollars, as predicted. How the nickel market imploded, from CNN Business. Second was Iosco explains how decentralized finance is cloning financial markets, a press release from OICU Iosco. Third was Marex opens Minneapolis office, further enhances OTC offering, from Marex via PR News. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times, blockchain and financial markets. Will computers push out brokers? Cryptocurrency exchange FTX wants U.S. futures markets to use its technology, bringing 24/7 trading and automated risk management. Sam Bankman-Fried cut an unlikely figure as he took to the stage on the final morning of this year's big derivatives industry conference in Boca Raton, Florida. Sporting a gray t-shirt, khaki shorts, and sneakers, his mane of curly hair untamed, the 30-year-old chief executive of FTX looked more like a student who had just rolled out of bed to grab breakfast at his college cafeteria than the boss of an international cryptocurrency exchange valued at $32 billion. The next story is from Bloomberg. The $120 billion global grain trade is being redrawn by Russia's war in Ukraine. Deliveries from Ukraine and Russia, which account for a quarter of the world's grain trade, are becoming complicated, spurring food security worries. Across Ukraine's farm belt from the autumn harvest, most of which should have been hitting world markets, the stockpiles, about half the corn Ukraine had been expected to export for the season, have become increasingly difficult to get to buyers, providing a glimpse into the turmoil Russia's war has wrought in the approximately $120 billion global grains trade. Already gummed up by supply chain bottlenecks, skyrocketing freight rates, and weather events, markets are bracing for more upheavals as deliveries from Ukraine and Russia, which together account for about a quarter of the world's grain trade, turn increasingly complicated and raise the specter of food shortages. Here's a story from Bloomberg. FTX US invests in FlashBoys exchange in crypto trading push. Crypto exchange will own significant stake in IEX exchange. Deal comes as businesses collide in crypto equities trading. Crypto exchange FTX US agreed to take a stake in IEX Group Inc., owner of the stock exchange made famous by FlashBoys, as they team up on technology and regulatory efforts to expand access to digital assets for retail and institutional traders. The companies plan to collaborate on building a market structure for trading crypto securities and work closely with regulators, according to a statement Tuesday. FTX US declined to disclose terms, saying it will be a significant investor in IEX. The deal is set to close next month, subject to regulatory approval and other conditions. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.